These are the words which Moses spoke to all Israel beyond the Jordan, in the wilderness, in the Arabah opposite Suf, between Paran, Tophel, Laban, Hazaroth, and Dizahab. It is 11 days' journey from Horeb by the way of Mount Seir to Kadesh Barnea. In the 14th year, in the 11th month, on the first day of the month, Moses spoke to the children of Israel, according to all that Yahweh had given him in commandment to them. After he had struck Sihon, the king of the Amorites, who lived in Heshbon, and Og, the king of Bashan, who lived in Ashtaroth at Edrei, beyond the Jordan, in the land of Moab, Moses began to declare this law, saying, Yahweh our God spoke to us in Horeb, saying, You shall have lived long enough at this mountain. Turn, and take your journey, and go to the hill country of the Amorites, and to all the places near there, in the Arabah, in the hill country, in the lowland, in the south, by the seashore, in the land of the Canaanites, and in Lebanon, as far as the great river, the river Euphrates. Behold, I have set the land before you. Go in and possess the land which Yahweh swore to your fathers, to Abraham, to Isaac, and to Jacob, to give to them and to their offspring after them. I spoke to you at that time, saying, I am not able to bear you myself alone. Yahweh your God has multiplied you, and behold, you are today as the stars of the sky and for multitude. Yahweh, the God of your fathers, make you 1,000 times as many as you are, and bless you, as he has promised you. How can I myself alone bear your problems, your burdens, and your strife? Take wise men of understanding who are respected among your tribes, and I will make them heads over you. You answered me and said, The thing which you have spoken is good to do. So I took the heads of your tribes, wise and respected men, and made them heads over you, captains of thousands, captains of hundreds, captains of fifties, captains of tens, and officers according to your tribes. I commanded your judges at that time, saying, Hear cases between your brothers and judge righteously between a man and his brother and the foreigner who is living with them. You shall not show partiality in judgment. You shall hear the small and the great alike. You shall not be afraid of the face of man, for the judgment is God's. The case that is too hard for you, you shall bring to me, and I will hear it. I commanded you at that time all the things which you should do. We traveled from Horeb and went through all the great and terrible wilderness which you saw, by the way to the hill country of the Amorites, as Yahweh had commanded us, and we came to Kadesh Barnea. I said to you, You have come to the hill country of the Amorites, which Yahweh our God gives us. Behold, Yahweh your God has set the land before you. Go up, take possession, as Yahweh the God of your fathers has spoken to you. Don't be afraid, neither be dismayed. You come near to me, every one of you, and said, Let's send men before us, that they may search the land for us, and bring back to us word of the way by which we must go, and the cities to which we shall come. The thing pleased me well. I took 12 of your men, one man for every tribe. They turned and went up into the hill country, and came to the valley of Eshcol, and spied it out. They took some of the fruit of the land in their hands and brought it down to us, and brought us word again and said, It is a good land which Yahweh our God gives us. Yet you wouldn't go up, but rebelled against the commandment of Yahweh your God. You murmured in your tents and said, Because Yahweh hated us, he has brought us out of the land of Egypt to deliver us into the hand of the Amorites to destroy us. Where are we going up? Our brothers have made our hearts melt, saying, The people are greater and taller than we. The cities are great and fortified up to the sky. Moreover, we have seen the sons of the Anakim there. Then I said to you, don't be terrified, don't be afraid of them. Yahweh your God, who goes before you, he will fight for you, according to all that he did for you in Egypt before your eyes, and in the wilderness where you have seen how Yahweh your God carried you, as a man carries his son, and all the way that you went until you came to this place. Yet in this thing you didn't believe Yahweh your God, who went before you on the way, to seek out a place for you to pitch your tents in, and fire by night to show you by what way you should go, and in the cloud by day. Yahweh heard the voice of your words, and was angry, and swore, saying, surely not one of these men of this evil generation shall see the good land which I swore to give to your fathers, except Caleb, the son of Jephunneh, he shall see it. I would give the land that he has trodden on to him and to his children, because he has wholly followed Yahweh. Also Yahweh was angry with me for your sake, saying, you shall also not go in there. Joshua, the son of Nun, who stands before you, shall go in there. Encourage him, for he shall cause Israel to inherit it. Moreover, your little ones, whom you said would be captured or killed, your children, who today have no knowledge of good or evil, shall go in there. I will give it to them, and they shall possess it. But as for you, turn, and take your journey into the wilderness by the way to this Red Sea. Then you answered and said to me, we have sinned against Yahweh. We will go up and fight according to all that Yahweh our God commanded us. Every man of you put on his weapons of war and presumed to go up into the hill country. Yahweh said to me, tell them, don't go up and don't fight, for I am not among you, lest you be struck before your enemies. So I spoke to you, and you didn't listen, but you rebelled against the commandment of Yahweh and were presumptuous and went up into the hill country. The Amorites who lived in that hill country came out against you and chased you as bees do, and beat you down in Seir, even to Hormah. You returned and wept before Yahweh, but Yahweh didn't listen to your voice, nor turn his ear to you. So you stayed in Kadesh many days, according to the days that you remained. Deuteronomy chapter 2. Then we turned and took our journey into the wilderness by the way of to the Red Sea, as Yahweh spoke to me, and we encircled Mount Seir many days. Yahweh spoke to me, saying, you have encircled this mountain long enough, turn northward. Command the people, saying, you are to pass through the border of your brothers, the children of Esau, who dwell in Seir, and they will be afraid of you. Therefore, be careful. Don't contend with them, for I will not give you any of their land. No, not so much as for the sole of the foot to tread on, because I have given Mount Seir to Esau for possession. You shall purchase food from them for money, that you may eat. You shall also buy water from them for money, that you may drink. For Yahweh your God has blessed you in all the work of your hands. He has known your walking through this great wilderness these 40 years. Yahweh your God has been with you. You have lacked nothing. So we possessed by from our brothers, the children of Esau. We passed by from our brothers, the children of Esau, who dwell in Seir. From the way of the Arabah, from Eloth, and from Ezion Gibar, who we turned and passed by the way of the wilderness of Moab. Yahweh said to me, don't bother Moab, neither contend with them in battle, for I will not give you any of his land for possession, because I have given Ar to the children of Lot for a possession. The Emim lived there before, a great and numerous people, and tall as the Anakim. These also are considered to be Rephaim, as the Anakim, but the Moabites called them Emim. The Horites also lived in Seir in the past, but the children of Esau succeeded them. They destroyed them from before them and lived in their place, as Israel did to the land of his possession, which Yahweh gave to them. Now rise up and cross over the brook Zered. We went over the brook Zered. The days in which we came from Kadesh Barnea until we had come over the brook Zered were 38 years, until all the generation of the men of war were consumed from the middle of the camp, as Yahweh swore to them. Moreover, Yahweh's hand was against them to destroy them from the middle of the camp until they were consumed. So when all the men of war were consumed and dead from among the people, Yahweh spoke to me, saying, "You are to pass over the border of Moab today. When you come near the border of the children of Ammon, don't bother them nor contend with them, for I will not give you any of the land of the children of Ammon for a possession, because I have given it to the children of Lot for a possession. That is also considered a land of Rephaim. Rephaim lived there in the past, but the Amorites called them Zamzumim, a great people, many and tall, as the Anakim. But Yahweh destroyed them from before Israel, and they succeeded them and lived in their place, as he did for the children of Esau, who dwelt in Seir, when he destroyed the Horites from before them, and they succeeded them and lived in their place even to this day. Then the Avim, who lived in villages as far as Gaza, the Kaphtorim, who came out of Kaphtor, destroyed them and lived in their place. Rise up, take your journey, and pass over the valley of Arnon. Behold, I have given into your hand Sihon the Amorite, king of Heshbon, and his land. Begin to possess it, and contend with him in battle. Today I will begin to put the dread of you and the fear of you on the peoples who are under the whole sky, who shall hear the report of you, and shall tremble and be in anguish because of you. I sent messengers out of the wilderness of Kinemoth to Sihon, king of Heshbon, the words of peace, saying, "Let me pass through your hand, through your land. I will go along by the highway. I will turn neither to the right hand nor to the left. You shall sell me food for money that I may eat, and give me water for money that I may drink. Just let me pass through on my feet." And the children of Esau who dwell in Seir, and the Moabites who dwell in Ar, did to me until I pass over the Jordan into the land which Yahweh our God gives us. But Sihon, king of Heshbon, would not let us pass by him, for Yahweh your God hardened his heart and made his heart obstinate, that he might deliver him into your hand as it is today. Yahweh said to me, "Behold, I have begun to deliver up Sihon and his land before you. Begin to possess that you may inherit his land." Then Sihon came out against us, he and all his people, to battle at Jahaz. Yahweh our God delivered him up before us, and we struck him, his sons, and all his people. We took all his cities at that time, and utterly destroyed every inhabitant city, with the women and the little ones. We left no one remaining. Only the livestock we took for plunder for ourselves, with the plunder of the cities which we had taken from Aroer, which is on the edge of the valley of Arnon, and the city that is in the valley, even to Gilead. There was not a city too high for us. Yahweh our God delivered up all before us. Only the land of the children of Ammon you didn't come near. All the banks of the river Debak, and the cities of the hill country, and wherever Yahweh our God forbid us.